We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Da Tzadik Dalad Omid Beis, and we are beginning the two dots, three lines from the bottom of Tzadik Dalad Omid Aleph. Itmar, we learned. Beis Storis Hayoitzim V'yei Mechad. There were two stories. One person sold one field to two different people, and he wrote stories for each of them. The same day, both say the same day, on Yud Aleph Nisan, the field was sold to Reuven and to Shimon. Levi sold it to Reuven and Shimon, the same field. What's, what do we do now? They're both working with the star. They own the field. What should we do? Rav Amar Cholkim. Rav says the loch is they split it. They each get half the field. Shmuel Amar Shuda the Daini. It's up to the Dain to decide who really is the real owner. Who, like Rashi says, he writes in Adiyonim Yatilu as Chus Vachayva. Rashi Shita all over is that it, you look at the Svara of who he would give it to. That's the Adiyonim. They don't like decide. They evaluate who he really want to give it to, and that's how they decide. That's Rashi Shita, what Shuda Daini means. According to Taisus, we have before, you just decide out of a, he picks it out of a hat, whoever he wants. But Rashi says he make a cheshbon. So that's because it's Rav and Shmuel, if it's Shuda Daini or Chalkin, whoever owns better. So what's the Biyar Machlaikis? Where's the Lema Rav, Dama Karabaya, Dama Edom Chasiva Karti, and the Shmuel Dama, Shmuel Dama Karabaya, Dama Edom Chasiva Karti. That means when it comes to Gittin, is Machlaikis, what makes the star work? Is it the chasima of the star, or it's the mesira of the star, giving over of the star? So the Edom who signed the star, that gives the credence to the star and gives the power, the koyach to the star, or that they will meiser it, that gives the koyach to the star. That's Machlaikis Rav Meir and Rav Eliezer. When we say Machlaikis is not only by Gittin, it's by all stars. So according to Rav Meir, since the chasima makes the star, so therefore, since they're both on one day, and it's a place we don't write hours, so and so therefore your Goli Daitayu, you showed that you're not makpir whoever's first, because it's all in one day. So therefore they're both chal in one day. Then what, even if you gave over one before the other one, we say that the star has to be in the Gufa star. The star only works at the end of the day, and it's kind of each of them. Some say that really if you gave over the star first, really it would be maybe a good Mesira, but here they didn't give over the star that day. They gave it over a few days later. And it works my freya from that day. But either way, the chasim and star, since they're both on the same day, so both of them are coming to the field on the same day, and therefore it's chalkim, because they both are equal shutvim in this field, because the Eide chasima made the star, and in the star, it says one day. It says Yud Aleph Nisan, and that's it. The small, like Rav Eliezer, the small holes, like Rav Eliezer, in the Mesira Karti. That means one, whoever he gave it over to, that was the one who was kind it. So here, one of them was kind of first. We don't know which one, but one of them was kind of first. Therefore, it makes more sense to use the Shuda the Daini way of passing this halacha, because you might get it right. If you do Cholkim, you're definitely not getting it right, because one of them got it first. By Shuda the Daini, if you evaluate correctly, it's very possible you get the right one, and therefore Shmuel says it's better to Shuda the Daini. So that's the Biyar Machlekes. Rav says, like Rav Meir, where it's Chal same time, therefore that's just Chalkin. Shmuel says, like Rabbi Yezan, and therefore Edom Asir, therefore it's Shuda the Daini, because whoever got it first, whoever got the star first, is one who was Koine. Someone says, no, maybe you could say different. Lo, the Kuli Alma, Rabbi Yezan. Maybe everyone agrees Edom Asir Karti. And stores of a chalikas. Rav sav a chaluka adifa, shmuel sav a shudai adifa. That means, if you look at Meir, you're right. Everyone will agree it's chalkin. But in Rav Eliezer, they're arguing. According to Shmuel, he says, shudai is better. According to Rav, it's still better to chaluka, because when we suffix which one he got it first, if a chaluka is better. Like any time you have a suffix, what's better, shuda or chaluka? Well, me much as mokus al Rav Rav Eliezer. How's it possible to say that Rav holds like Rav Eliezer? Va'omar, like Rav Elazar, va'omar Rav Yehuda, va'omar Rav, halacha k'rav Elazar, v'gittin. Rav Yehuda says, Rav, halacha k'rav Elazar, v'gittin. And k'yamis l'kavei d'shmuel, I'm af m'shtaros, even my stars. So it's mashma, that Rav only holds, we pass like Rav Elazar by gittin, not m'shtaros. V'chal, the Rav saw m'shtaros loy. So Rav actually holds a grameya b'shar stars. So you can't say p'shan Rav is, even if Rav Elazar, chalukah z'adifa, ela mechvarta Rav grameya v'shmuel k'rav Elazar. So that's the final pshat. Rav holds a grameya, and therefore chokin, and Shmuel holds a grameya, and therefore you go past the Shuda the Daini. Mace famous Akasha from a Braisa. It says the first, the Braisa, Shesh Doris, the Yitzim Yomecha, two stars that come out the same day. They both have the same date on it. Cholkim, you split the item, split the field. Chief to the Shmuel, so it's a Kasha on Shmuel. First, the Cholkim, not Shuda the Daini. Omalach Shmuel, what's the Kasha? Amani Ramei here. But no Dami Karbalaza. I agree if you're Ramei, it's Cholkim, and we know it's a Tana Ramei, so that mission is like the Tana Ramei. I was going to Rabalaza, which is how we pass it, and I said in fear of Laza, it's Shuda the Daini. The Gemara, this price cannot be Rav Meir. Why? Because Rav Meir, aim is safe. Look at the sefer. Kosav leechod umosa leachar. You wrote the star to one guy, and lemaisi you wrote the star then to the next guy. And you umosa leachar first. Zeh shemosa loy kon. The one who you made the mesira to is kona. Obviously, this price is going according to Rav Elazar. V'rameya, my kana, my dechsim ekarti. So about that's going according to Rav Elazar. So you see Chalkin, so it's a kasha on Shmuel, so it's a gemara, tanoihi. You're right, it's going according to Rav Elazar, but even then, as a machlekes tanoim, what's better always? Chaluka or Shuda the Dainu? Which one's better? The Tanya and a Braisa. This Braisa is a Masechtas Gittin regarding a case where someone sent a present, money, to his friend, and he sent it with a shliach. Before the shliach got there, the person who was supposed to receive the present died. And the question is, now Shalai wants to go back to the mishalech, who sent him, he also died. So the question is, who gets it? The yarshim of the one who was sent to, or the sender? The yarshim, the inheritors of the sender, the descendants of the sender, who gets it? The yarshim of mishalech, or the yarshim of the makabel matana? Who gets it? So it's machlekes. It's machlekes there. And what's the machlekes? Holian? It's machlekes a lot of different stodim there in Gittin. One of the stodim are, may holich kizchi, when I give something to the shliach, he was zoiche it for the person being sent to. Now, even if he subsequently died, but he was ready to kain it, and therefore he gave it to his yarshim. Another svara is, there's mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes, all different svaras there, and there's machlekes there, and there the chamim say, the halacha is yachleiku. Since we're mesupa gadu, chamim yachleiku. The Kanam in Bavel, they paskin mashi yirtza hashliach yasa. In Bavel, they paskin the shlish does what he wants, which is a form of shuda the dainis. So you see, right, this machlekes in this brisa, there's a machlekes. Do you do shuda the dainis yachleku? So Shmuel be like the Kanam, which is like Bavel. That's a Shmuel saying you do shuda the dainis. Therefore, it's not a kash on Shmuel from the brisa because that brisa is chacham. I'm going like the Kanam, which is Bavel. So tomorrow, right, ima the Roman bachama. So this mother had two sons, Rami bar Chama and Ukva bar Chama. The father was Chama. Rami and Ukva were two sons. So Imi the Rami bar Chama, Kasvinu l'nichsei l'Rami bar Chama. She wrote her nechassim over to Rami bar Chama b'tzafra in the morning. L'urta, the same day, that evening, Kasvinu l'mar Ukva. She wrote a star for Mar Ukva bar Chama for the other son. So she gave each of the sons all her nechassim. So also Rami bar Chama came to Rav Sheshes. Rami bar Chama came to his dying Rav Sheshes. His Rav, he went up to Rav Sheshes, okay, Rav Sheshes, yeah, it's yours, you have a star, you go, everything works out, perfect, yeah. It's a good star, kosher star, it's yours. Also, Ma'okva, the Kamei Rav Nachman. Ma'okva came in his town to Rav Nachman, it's the same town, he came to Rav Nachman, from Rav Nachman, Ukva Nachse. And he said, yeah, the star checks out, it's yours. Okay, now we have a problem over here. So also Rav Sheshes, the Kamei Rav Nachman, just comes to Rav Nachman, one dying goes to the other dying, and says, Omalei, my time over Marochi, why in the world did you give it to Ukva? I already gave it to Rami. Omalei, my time over Marochi, why do you do that? Omalei, the Kadim, he was first. Are we in Yerushalayim where you write hours? And if you don't write hours, then you go busted a day, and they're both written the same day. So why did you give it to him? So Rav Sheshes go back to Rav Nachman, Lamar, my time of Hachi. So why did you give it to Ukva then if it's all the same day? Shula Daini says that a dying could decide what to do. And I decided that it's more plausible that she gave it to Ukva. I'm also like Shuda Daini because I already started to give it to Rami. So it's my thing just like Shuda Daini. That's not so fast. Chodo, da no daino umar le daino. I am a dain, you're not a dain. Which means Rashi says he had permission to pass it from the Reish Kalusa. So what's the difference? Zok Daran, I gotta read the Lashon Daran. Zok Daran explains like this. Daran says, of course, Rav Sheshes was roy to paskin. V'lav lemeimro, the Rav Sheshes lo roy lebezdin. The Ran says, "Da mumcha hava." He was a mumcha. Mishu mumcha dinoi din. It works. Afa gav loy noker reshus meresh kalusa. K'dumuch bezer bayir alhoch kama. Since I am bigger than you and I have permission, so when it comes to shikal das of shuda, my shuda knocks out your shuda. That's tiny number one. My shuda dying is more powerful than your shuda because I have permission to paskin. Va'oid mikar lav tarasachi asaslei. Number two is you didn't. That wasn't your reason. Your reason was because kadam, because you held it was first, and that's a mistake. Because in Yerushalayim, we're not in Yerushalayim. Only in Yerushalayim you write shayis. Here you don't write shayis. That was a mistake. If you did a shuda dying, I would talk to you about it. But that's not pshat your psak. Your psak was because you held he was first, and that was a toy b'dvar mishnah, like the Ritva speaks out. A toy b'dvar mishnah is a mistake. And therefore, since you made a mistake, so therefore, and it goes like me. And that's, therefore, Rav Nachman said, it goes to Ukva. Why? First of all, I said Shuda Daini, and your time Shuda Daini is not true. First of all, you gave it because of Kadim, and that was a mistake. And number two is, I'm the bigger Daini, therefore, it goes by Samai Shuda the Daini. Zok the Gemara weiter. Hanu trei story also came to Rav Yosef. Two stories came in front of Rav Yosef. Chadav a kosev, one star, this both star in the same field. Chadav a kosev a chamish Nisan, one said the fifth day of Nisan, and Chadav a kosev a benisan, just a plain Nisan, stomo. So what Rav Yosef do? Look, Rav Yosef, vahuda chamish of Nisan, benichse. He gave it to the one and says five benisan. Womele idach, I know, I've said, why should I lose out? Womele, at yodach al tachtoina, your hand is al tachtoina on the lower end. Because you have less power. Why? It doesn't say what day in Nisan. Maybe it was 29 Nisan. Therefore, he was 24 days before you. Omalei. So he says to him, okay, you're right. But at least write me a star that anyone who bought, who like any of the properties that are bought from this person after Chav Tes Nisan, let's say they came to the Din Torah a few months later, so anything that was bought afterwards belongs to me. So write me a Maratirfa, Rikhla Maratirfa, Meir Ve'elach. Write me a Shtar Tirfa from Meir Ve'elach that anything that was afterwards sold belongs to me because I'm for sure first. I'm somewhere in Nisan. Amalei, no. Yachal Le'Memelach, they'll tell you, At Barachad Nisan. You're really one day in your turn. You really belong, you really get that other field. This is not your field. The other one's your field. You shouldn't have gave it to the other guy. You're before that guy. You're number one. So that's your answer. My account is what's the etzah? What's the etzah? Everywhere he goes, they throw him the other way. So the etzah is nichtav rashal adadi. He goes over to the one from five Nisan who's getting actually the field. Says, let's write a star together, star hashal, which means you give me power attorney and I give you power attorney. And when I go now collect that field, they'll tell me, oh, you're number one. So I say, okay, so I'm collecting for number five one, the five Nisan one. He didn't get it. Oh, you're saying five Nisan I'm later? Then I'll get from you. That's what you do. You have a star hashal, you have the koyach of both of them. That's the etzah to collect this field from anyone who bought after Chav Tes Nisan, you could collect a yidei, a shtar hashah.